Hello everyone, and welcome back to the Trauma and Mind Body Super Conference. And I'm super excited that we have Wendy Myers here with us today. Welcome, Wendy.
Thanks so much for having me.
So Wendy is almost needs no introduction these days. She's an outstanding detox specialist. She also runs a very popular podcast. She's a functional diagnostic nutrition with many years of experience, and she's worked with now many thousands of clients, and she's very experienced. So we are super lucky to have Wendy, and we're going to be talking about a very interesting topic, something called information medicine. So Wendy, I'm going to drop you in the deep end on this, but do you want to do a sort of introduction, maybe an overview of kind of what information medicine is, and more to the point, like how did you get into this? Because obviously you came from the biochemical detox background, but you've kind of evolved in what you do when you work with people, and you've brought in this information medicine, which is a type of energy medicine, right?
Yes. So, you know, I, like many people, got into health with my own health issues. And, you know, I didn't have severe health diagnosis or anything like that. But, you know, I was always looking to improve my health and felt like I'd done everything physically I could do, the diet, the supplements, the exercise, and just the heavy metal detoxification. I'd done all this stuff and just felt like I had trauma in my past that I wasn't able to address with the tools at hand. And I met Harry Massey. I met another man named Robert Marking, who introduced me to this pendant, which we'll talk about in a little bit. And Harry Massey is the founder of NessHealth.com. And so he introduced me to his bioenergetic program that helped me to release my trauma in a very simple way. I mean, I've had years of therapy and cognitive behavioral therapy and read all the self-help books and still felt like there was this level that I just wasn't able to get to on my own. And so for me, bioenergetics, information medicine, if you will, help me kind of take my physical health and my mental health to this next level that I wasn't able to get to with other conventional methods.
Wow, that's so interesting. And it's interesting also, the information medicine world has been, it was hard enough, especially kind of in the US, which is quite, shall we say, it's quite a materialistically focused. So, you know, Americans and the British and the West in general, we get what we can physically touch, see, taste and feel. And there's this good kind of movement. I'm glad there's this functional health movement where we're moving into more natural supplements away from pharmaceuticals. But it's almost like the next evolution of now understanding that, and you know, we've just got all the doctors to get like natural functional medicine and things like systems biology. Now we want them to understand physics.
Yes.
Which is the invisible body. And yet it's as scientific as anything in biochemistry. There's huge amounts of science behind it. The problem is that just like doctors aren't taught about nutrition, they certainly aren't really taught about physics. And you have to sort of get into some of the physics of understanding how some of these new technologies work, right? So perhaps should we just get into talking about the pendant? Because I love the pendant.
and it
forces us to have to sort of jump in with 2 feet, but we can mention Ness in pharmaceuticals as well. But how did you get into the pendant specifically?
Yes, well, so I met someone named Robert Marking at a Ness Health bioenergetics training, and it's just strange how it happened, but he came there at this conference to meet me, and I started talking with him, and he said, hey, why don't you just try my pendant, and he put the pendant on me, he tuned my body's energy field. And I'm sure we have to explain some things to people that have never heard of bioenergetics or energy medicine before. I'll do that in a second. But so he activated this pendant to my body field, and I felt this tremendous release of stress that I had been dealing with. I had mold in my home. I had stress in my business. I just felt stress. I had just gotten a divorce. I had just stress on every level in my life. And it just all kind of went away. Just, you know, the stress was still there, but I was managing it better. And I just felt like Robert explained to me later that it also releases traumas as well in a very easy way. And so, because a lot of this trauma that we have just has an energetic imprint in our body, and it can be released fairly easily beyond how people may expect, you know, because people think they have to go to cognitive behavioral therapy and talk about all their problems over and over and over for years and years, like a lot of people have done. And it doesn't really work all that well. It helps, but there's easier ways to release trauma. So this pendant is one of them. And I just felt so relaxed. I just felt like I could almost take a nap. I went to this high stress, sympathetic, dominant nervous system state where you just are go, go, go. Our you know, society today is very stressful on many levels. And I was much more relaxed. I slept so well that night. I felt this sense of joy that I hadn't felt in a really long time. I just had this huge release. I felt very clear, like my mind was functioning very clearly. It was a very profound experience for me. I had not experienced anything like that. And I proceeded to watch him at this conference do the same thing with 30 other people and got their immediate feedback the next day, or that, you know, the day they got the pendant activated on them. And the next day, and these were medical doctors, acupuncturists, all different kinds of people in the medical field had the same results that I did. Dr. Mercola was there, his personal physician, Dr. Lee Cowden, all of them got activated with their pendants and all had the same experience. And so it was really neat. But for the pendant, as far as kind of how it works, is it when we think of bioenergetics, we have this energy field in our body. Our body, you know, has a communication system where we have neurotransmitters, we have hormones, we have a nervous system, and all these ways that our body physically communicates. But we also have this invisible energy field where different parts of our body is sending information on energy waves. This is quantum physics. Tons of research on PubMed for quantum physics, bioenergetics. Just do a search. And so I'll say our heart will send information to another body part. And that's how these trillions of things are happening every second in our body that cannot be accounted for just physical communication. And so what the pendant is doing is getting your energy field regulated and working properly, so you have better communication, more efficient brain function, more just quicker, faster, you know, communication that isn't interfered with. Because a lot of things like EMF, emotional trauma, damage our body's energy field. They create these energetic blocks in our body's energy field, in our meridians, in our chakras, which are other ways of thinking about the body's energy field. And EMFs are things like wireless internet, our computers, our phones, all these other invisible energy spectrums that negatively impact our body's energetic field. That's why they cause these physical symptoms, these problems that we see in the research with fertility and immunity and other things. It's because they're negatively impacting these EMFs, these frequencies are negatively impacting our body's native energy field, our native frequencies that our body is using to communicate. And so the pendant just basically helps to correct the body's energy field functioning, and as a result, you feel so much better.
Okay, it's fascinating. That's a really great explanation, Wendy. That's awesome. So I just want to back up what you just said there a second as well. So for example, a lot of people still, they think of quantum physics and they think it's got nothing to offer for health. They still kind of think that, or they think it's woo-woo. Nothing could be further than the truth. Just to give you just to reel off a few quick things, and the idea that people think, oh, we don't really have an invisible energy field. Conventional medicine uses MRI scans. That's a scan of the electrical activity in our brain. Even a heartbeat is electrical, it's not biochemical. So the standard conventional diagnostic medicine, CAT scans, PET scans, MRI scans, is all quantum physics. It's an image of the subatomic image of the body. We can't see that with the naked eye, but we can see it in an image, and doctors use it all the time. Just a quick thing to back up. For example, here's a, their red light therapy. That's another type of therapy. We talk about that on the summit as well. Red light therapy and pulsed electromagnetic frequencies. So we're talking about waves, which are defined by the rules of physics, which change the body's biochemistry through resonance. So while we can use drugs, for example, to change maybe the output of a cell's function because we change the hormone levels, we're doing, and that's like the lock and key classic, how, you know, a hormone has to lock onto the surface of a cell and tell the cell to change its behavior. We're doing that with resonance through waves. So there's over 5,000 papers on PubMed with pulsed electromagnetic frequency. Here's an example of a pulsed electromagnetic frequency device. There's red light therapy. I didn't have an example. We could use sound therapy. This is Schumann resonance. This would resonate the brain cells into the alpha frequency. For example, it's all oscillation and resonance. So there's 3,000 papers on PubMed with red light, over 5,000 with PEMF. There's a massive more number coming through on sound therapy. So it is quantum physics, because we're talking about subatomic particles. That's just below the size of the atom. We're talking about photons. So that there's your quantum physics. Like, if anybody doesn't think quantum physics, you're just not educated. Sorry. Yeah. So basically,
but this is a new concept for people. I mean, I took physics in high school. And, you know, but I didn't know about any of this stuff, like, even 3 years ago. And so it's just something, it's a new way of thinking about how the human body works. And in bioenergetics is a medicine of the future. Even Dr. Mehmet Oz has said this, that energy medicine is the medicine of the future. This is actually the correct quote. And it's just something that if people have been trying to release her trauma, trying to get at the root cause of their health issues. They're just going around and around in circles, and they're doing everything perfect, diet, supplements, exercise, everything else correctly, and they just keep hitting against a wall. You want to be looking at bioenergetics as a means to get you to meet your health goals. Because I have a lot of clients that have just tried everything and they're very discouraged. They've been to 20 doctors, or like, I don't think that you're going to help me. They're very negative. And then they do something like Nest Health Bioenergetics, or get a Harmony Pendant, or do something else bioenergetically. And it creates that shift for them that gets their body healing finally, gets their mental state, or the trauma release, just get something moving, get them headed in the right direction.
That's so great. And I want to reinforce what you said there again, because my experience with the pendant, I think Wendy, you introduced me to Robert Marking. We were at a Bulletproof conference working on Robert's stand, and it was amazing to see Robert working with the pendant with hundreds and hundreds. It was probably maybe even thousands of people that day. It was a very packed conference. And for me, it was very interesting. I saw some top-class Klinghart trained practitioners, Dr. Dietrich Klinghart trained practitioners, who were experts in autonomic response testing, which is something that I had trained in. I'm not licensed, but I'd gone to the training because I found it so fascinating. And that is a form of energy testing of the energy field, just like Ness Health is also a way to test the energy field. And these practitioners were saying, and this is what hooked me, because I have a lot of respect for Klinghart and his followers. They were saying that it opens regulation. Now, normally they have to use hundreds of dollars of supplements just to open somebody's regulation. Now, what I found that means, what does that mean? It means, and it's to your point, I found that when people wear the pendant, it potentiates other interventions, which means it makes the other interventions work. So there's so many people taking supplement after supplement after supplement, and it's the body's just not responding. They've got, you know, there's maybe expensive urine, but it's not actually making any difference. So the pendant opens regulation and allows things to start working that weren't getting through. The body wasn't registering the supplement or whatever it was that somebody was doing, a particular diet. And I saw my clients, and we've witnessed it in my group now, you know, my sort of community group. I would get somebody on the pendant and they would be floored if they had heavy metals. It's so interesting, because I believe that energy medicine and especially information medicine can release toxins at a level that you cannot reach with colonics, with supplements alone, biochemical supplements alone, fasting, all of that stuff. In fact, if you address the energy, the body at that organizational level of the frequency level, that's what makes it. It's not that we're saying don't do the physical stuff. You need to do the supplements. You need to do the diet. We're not saying throw that stuff out. That stuff's important. But you need this bioenergetic piece. You need that to allow the other stuff to work. Otherwise, what you do on the biochemistry just does, it doesn't speak to the body. That was my experience, and it just floored me. It floored me when I saw my clients, and of course, you look at a pendant. Here's mine. I have a beautiful rose gold one. This is my pendant. You know, people look at you and think, really? How can, what are you talking about? How can that?
They think it's nuts.
Yes, they think it's nuts. We have to address that. Here's a pendant. How on earth? And I want to talk a little bit more about that. But experience was people tried it and then they said, oh my God, I have had the biggest detox. And I've had to say, take the pendant off. You can only wear it for a few minutes a day, then build up to 20 minutes and 30 minutes. And we've had to get people on binders. If they had heavy metals, right, get the binders in, get the processes in. So we were able to get to toxins in a way that nothing else could reach with the pendant. Yeah. So that was my experience. Powerful.
Yeah, and that's such a key point that you made about people taking supplements and maybe they're not absorbing them. Stress and trauma create these, prevent absorption of nutrients. And a lot of people can have, depending on their trauma, energetic blocks in their digestive tract. And this is one of the biggest issues I've had with my client population is them taking supplements for years and really not making progress in their nutrient levels increasing. And it's because of so many different stressors that we deal with, emotional trauma, EMF, or energetic blocks in the digestive tract. And using this pendant can help to release those very simply. And people absorb the nutrients. It doesn't matter what you supplement with or what you eat. It only matters what you absorb. And that's another huge kind of roadblock in people meeting their health goals as well. Because we need nutrients for better, good mental functioning as well, to relax the nervous system. You have to have lots and lots of minerals. And so I think that's a really good point that you made.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, a huge topic on this summit is that unresolved emotional trauma is one of the most underexposed factors affecting us. That trauma leaves a biochemical imprint. It changes the nervous system, but it exists at the energetic level. If you like, it's information and it's frequency stored in the energy field, and it's aberrant. It's out of whack. It's imbalanced information, and this energy field is the control mechanism for the biochemistry. So if you have an imbalanced energy field, how can you fix the biochemistry if that's the control mechanism? So getting the energetic level right first with things like the pendant. This is foundational to any protocol. It's foundational to my protocol. The pendant is step one. Get the energy field in balance, clear the emotional trauma, then the biochemistry comes right. And then, yes, and then we get amazing healing. I'm working with people who've come to me on assisted suicide. They came to me saying, I either have to get better in the next 6 months or I'm done on this planet. And there's nowhere else they could go. And we finally, I put this particular person on the pendant, and suddenly he's into massive detox. And all the he's on so many supplements. We had to get him off the supplements because they were finally working. So the pendant, there's something else I just wanted to dig into as well. I think people can understand the concept of, if we think about waves and oscillation and resonance, which is what we have to start talking in those terms. We're talking about quantum physics and how that changes the biochemistry. So we are electrical beings. Even our cells we have a charge around the cell membrane. So when we're doing a pulse electromagnetic frequency device, which is just sending out, broadcasting an electromagnetic field, that is causing the cell membrane to change its frequency. Like what's coming inside and outside the cell is responding to the frequency, and it's because, like, oscillation. So oscillation, I'll just give an example of that. You think about an opera singer, sound is also oscillation. So an opera singer can make a sound and shatter a glass. There's an example of energy changing biochemistry, or not biochemistry, but physical matter. So that's what sound does. That's what this is doing. So this is gonna, we'll see if I can get away next time, see if people can follow this, but people will look at the pendant and go, but how is that? Is it emitting a frequency? Is it emitting a frequency? Now, it's not emitting a frequency. What we have behind waves, you can actually look at a photon, and what they found is what causes a photon to have the shape it does and the wave form that it has, and it's geometry. So that's the information. So information affects the waveform, and the waveform changes the biochemistry of the resonance. Okay, I hope people are following this. If you think about sound is waves, the information carried on a radio wave, you can tune into that you have to get to the right frequency, and then you'll hear the information. You'll hear the person speaking over the radio.
That's a very good example.
Yeah, so a radio frequency is a wave, a sound wave, but the information, you have to tune in. So that's how the pendant works. It's geometry. And what it's doing is it's speaking to, it's actually at the geometrical level, at the informational level, that in turn affects the photons. So it affects electron spin. So when we say, it's a bit far, it's actually the difference between energy and information. So energy are waves that will change the biochemistry through oscillation and resonance. But we can create what we call a phase change and change electron spins by changing the geometry. I don't know if people are going to be able to follow it, but geometry, information, we have to talk about sort of at the geometric level. And this is what the pendant does anyway. So the pendant contains geometric type information, which will change the waveform. And just one last thing I'll say about why I found this to be so powerful. If you think about a hormone will only affect certain cells, and a cell will only respond to a hormone if it's got a receptor that recognizes that hormone, right? So when you get into energy medicine and you're talking about waves, you've got what we call a universal enzyme, a universal sort of frequency that every cell responds to, to waves, whereas your cells will only respond to certain hormones, because it's just the way biochemistry works and the way hormone receptors work. So when we talk about doing a phase change, we forget that we are atomic, we are subatomic beings, and I can change your biochemistry by working at the subatomic level. At the pre-quantum level is like kind of geometry. Then it changes the waveform. That changes the cell function, which changes the tissue, the organ, and the organism. So it's just, what level do you want to work at? And most people are still not ready to, or haven't addressed that quantum level. And it's the missing link. To me, it's the part that we don't throw out the biochemistry, but we don't want to ignore the quantum level either. And it is the level that human intention works on as well.
Yes, and we know there's scientific research that proves that praying works, or visualization, that the biology of belief, that can change your response in the body, cause inflammation, cause health issues, or recover magically. It's not magic. It's as you're sending better information to your body when you're doing positive visualization or praying. Same thing.
Yeah, that is, again, it's absolutely validated that distance healing is it works. That's also been published as well. And it's interesting because one of the things we do with the pendant is our intention interacts with what's happening at the very deep kind of quantum level. And so our intention with the pendant counts. Our intention affects water, our intentions, at that level, and there have been, as you said, there's a great research, it's the Princeton Engineering Anomalies research, which was a brilliant research project done on seeing if human intention could impact the outcome of sort of digital impulses onto, but basically digital output, and so and sort of influencing the number of zeros and ones, like random event generators were creating zeros and ones. So it was a machine, and then human intention, I want more ones than zeros, and it would print out on a graph, and every time they did the experiment, they made the human intention shift the number of zeros and ones, and it should be about 50-50, and they found that by humans just intending, they could change the digital output. So, and it wasn't like it worked through a Faraday cage, meaning that it wasn't a photon or electron, it was beyond that, it was at the information level. So people say, oh, that was discredited. And actually, it wasn't. They repeated it in 20 different labs, 312 different research done in 312 different publications. So to me, I was the pair research. It's one of the absolute examples that should be expanded. They should do more research on it, absolutely showing that human intention affects the quantum processes. And we are quantum beings. We're not just electrical beings, we're quantum beings as well. So your intention does affect things at the quantum level, and we are interacting with things now, and we can do that with the pendant as well. So yeah, just wanted to help people understand. Actually, if people want to know more about that, there's a book they should read. There's two books I recommend people read. Lynn McTaggart, The Field, and she talks all about the pair research. And David Wilcott writes about the source field investigations. It's like book two to Lynn McTaggart's Field, The Field. And that was a New York Times bestselling author or book for weeks. It was in the top 10. So I encourage people to read that as well. But I think, I love Robert Larkin's work, and I'm so thankful, Wendy, that you brought this out to the world, and that you're you know, got your business behind it. It can, you know, we can get a hit with our credibility promoting, and it's through, as ever, it's always lack of understanding.
Yeah, I mean, I honestly, when I first met Robert Marking and I had this profound experience with it, I still had doubts at times, you know, because it just seems so incredulous how this pendant could do like what we're talking about. And I had my reservations about putting my name on it and getting it out to the world. But I finally just, you know, listened to my heart and started working with Robert and helping to get it out to the world, to more people. He's been working on it about 15 years. He's put this pendant on thousands of people, worked with professional athletes, ultra marathon runners, UFC fighters, horses, even. You know, you put on pets, you know, children with serious illnesses. I mean, just all kinds of people from all walks of life. And I just, you know, it took him about 2 years to convince me, but I finally decided this. I really feel like this is the most important work that I do, is getting this pendant out to people. And if anything, for EMF protection, to help, you know, correct issues in the body's energy field that are negatively impacted by EMFs from wireless internet and 5G satellites. 60 a month are going up into the atmosphere to beam down 5G frequencies on us, so everyone in the world can get cell phone reception no matter where you are. And so it sounds like a great idea, but, you know, for me, it's just really important to get the message out about EMF protection, about easy ways to do trauma release, simple ways, easy ways to get the body working better, communicating better, regulating better, because people like easy and simple and fast. That's what everybody wants, right? you know, but you know, you're not going to get that from taking a pill or doing years of therapy. And I've done all that stuff. I've done all the conventional stuff, conventional therapy. I've done all the physical stuff, the diet, exercise, nutrition, you know, trying to get sleep and taking all these different supplements for every different ailment. And that's great. It's, you know, conventional medicine is one level. But, in, you know, in a lot of health spheres, we talk about, you know, getting to the root cause of your issue, go to a functional medical doctor, but they're not addressing emotional trauma, which affects people's physical health, you know, and that's where I was. I feel like I just exhausted my limits physically of everything that I could possibly do. And I'm like, why don't I feel good? Like, I should feel better. I want to feel better. I want to emotionally feel better. I feel like I have this amazing life, and I wake up just meh, like I just wake up kind of not feeling fulfilled, not feeling happy, and I just couldn't figure out why. And so that's when, for me, energy medicine, information medicine, bioenergetics, whatever you want to call it, introducing that into my life helped me get to where I want to be, help me feel that joy, feel really good, release this emotional trauma that was really holding me back from my life purpose, or helping me step into my life purpose more. And because of I've been helped so much, and because I see the improvements in my client population and how much people love the pendant and love energy medicine like Ness Health, which is a great way to address things, you know, on that quantum bioenergetic level, that for me, it's just really important for me to get the message out to the world for people to look into this, to dig further. If they want more information, you can go to like harmonypendant.com. And I also have tons of information on my site on MyersDetox.com as well.
That's fantastic. I'm so glad. Thank you so much for sharing such an, it's great. We have sort of taken personal risk with bringing this out, but I think we've always, I went through this similar thing. It was like, what, I've been doing nutrition for 20 years. And so 20, 30 years ago, actually more like maybe 40 to 50 years ago, the nutritionists were taking a hit from the mainstream. I remember a time when us nutritionists were told that we were feeding our clients poo by recommending probiotics. They thought we were like these crazy nutcases. And here we are 40, 50 years later, you can't pick up a mainstream medical journal without them doing fecal transplants and yes, all kinds of things, so probiotics. And here we have, we've been absolutely vindicated. You know, it was 50 years ago, they thought we were nuts. And so here we are again at the cutting edge, kind of, because we were willing to have enough compassion for ourselves and our clients to go, you know what, I encourage also kind of the people listening to try things for themselves, keep an open mind and use your own critical thinking and your own experience. Listen to your own experience. You can be, you know, influenced by people like us, obviously, but ultimately try these things for yourself, be open-minded. And, you know, you're going to hear the skeptics who will write things off before they've even tried them. And that's a shame. I think, you know, we're clinicians, we've had years of experience. There was a time when research wasn't just randomized placebo controlled trials and that's all that exists, and if it doesn't fit that criteria, it doesn't work. People, the Cochrane review, which was the gold standard for how we sort of analyze evidence, used to include clinical experience, like what's my empirical clinical experience, what am I seeing on a day-to-day basis with clients. And I think if more people based it and brought in what the clinicians are saying and not, you know, medical research, like published research from PubMed's important, that's part of it, but also the clinical experience, most sort of breakthroughs are coming, many breakthroughs are coming through the clinic, the us clinicians working at the front end, in the coalface with clients, just coming back saying, you know, I don't know why this works, it just works.
Yes, exactly.
I know brilliant world-class medical doctors who've got on their website, this person is a total energy healer, she works remotely, I have no idea how it's working, I know that it works though because I work with clients every day and I see that it does work. So I can explain it to people if people want the quantum physics research, but sometimes you know, Wendy, just you sharing your experience is very powerful as well. So I hope people have, you know, kind of gained something from this as well, from that. So Wendy, thank you so much. Is there anything else that you'd like to share? Final comments, share your website, any future events coming up?
Yes, I mean, so I kind of felt the same way as you, where I was working with, I've worked with so many people over the last decade, and just really I just want to help them. I just want to help them feel better, and was very, very frustrated by a number of cases, large number, where they just couldn't move the needle doing supplements and diet and detoxification alone, because so many people have emotional trauma, so many people have other issues that we need to address, going to that root cause, working on that energetic level. And I just didn't see the needle move for those people until they introduced bioenergetics in its many forms. There's a lot of different ways to work with energy medicine or information medicine. So I encourage people to try it out, be open-minded and see what it does for them.
Wonderful. So, and your website is?
Mine's MyersDetox.com. But if you want to learn about the pendant, just go to Harmony.
Oh, there's an affiliate link we've got below this video.
Oh, great. Yeah,
A link. So I recommend people just click the link below. They can go straight there to that link. So
Fantastic.
We've got it below the video. That's perfect. And yeah, the only thing I would add is that if people get the pendant and they're finding that they're getting detox reactions, just, you know, kind of reach out to us practitioners. If they need some help with heavy metal detox, we can help with that too. And generally, as Wendy said numerous times, if people do have an emotional detox, you know, you can have an emotional detox. It's not re-traumatization. That's the point that Wendy was saying about it being easy to release. Dependent, just it, you might feel maybe, you know, a little bit more sad or grief for a few hours or a few days, or have strong dreams, things like that. That's about as far as it goes. See, there's nothing sort of that it will be created like an actual re-traumatization or going back to that, or ab reactions or anything like that. But it can create some emotional reactions. So we might give a little extra resource around that below this video as well, just in case. But do reach out to me or Wendy if you have purchased a pendant and want some extra help because you're getting a few reactions or anything like that. It means it's working. So it's all good.
Most people feel amazing after activating their pendant. So that's the large majority of people that they feel better. But there are some people that feel a little bit worse, but it passes. It doesn't mean there's anything wrong or to take it off. It's just you just have to be mindful of what's happening in your body.
Yeah, it's just a little heat. Some people go through a little healing crisis, a mini one, but they always feel better than they did before they were wearing it. So that's the thing. Yes. So wonderful. Thank you so much, Wendy. It was awesome connecting with you and talking to you about this. And thank you, everybody, for listening. I hope that you've gained something from this and that you'll try it out and give it a go. So take care for now, everybody, and we'll see you all again soon.